Right, here we are, audio booers and Tweety Pies. We are in Harewood Tunnel. Not quite the midpoint yet. We're trogging along. We're joined by one other boat behind us. This should take about 45 minutes. So, here's a little word with the captain. How's it going, Captain?
It's all good. Not bumped yet, touch wood. Of which there is lots. 70 foot's worth. You need to shift your arse so I can see that side.
I think that's the midway point that we're approaching. There's a white marker on our right. That's possibly the halfway sign.
I've done well then, considering most people do this in about an hour. We're about 20 minutes in and halfway through.
Has it really been 20 minutes?
I think so.
Goodness me. Right, so yes, here are the acoustics in Harewood Tunnel. There's a massive fan at the southern end. They close doors behind boats that have entered. You go through in convoy, and which basically means if there are three or four boats waiting at one end, they will hold boats at the other end until all those boats have gone through. So, two boats in our convoy this morning. And, they close doors at the southern end, and then they've got a large building with fans in it which draws air in from the north end, so you get a constant flow of fresh air through the tunnel, because obviously back in the day when this was built, it was all horse-drawn and men would be legging it through. That basically meant you laid on planks stretched across the boat and a man on each end, and then basically walking and legging it through the tunnel. This tunnel is over a mile long, and I didn't get the date it was built because I neglected to look on the way in. Many people would have died building this. Bit of a morbid moment, but we're past that now. So here we are with our diesel engine chugging away, and hence the fans. Obviously, this tunnel would fill up very, very quickly with toxic fumes if they didn't have those fans. Still going on all right, Fred?
Yeah, she's making me work this morning, though.
Well, it's a good way to start the day.
She has got a fat ass.
She has got a fat ass. Somebody's left a wine bottle on there. There was a slight wall, and some wretched, horrible person has left a wine bottle. So, anyway, yes, we continue on our journey. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's what I've been waiting to say the whole time I've been podcasting.
The tunnel is about to give birth to a 70-foot long boat with six people, four adults, two kids, and a dragon on board.
Yeah, tell us about the tunnel keeper. There's a man at each end who communicates and informs about boats going through.
He asked us, how many on board? I said six. Four adults, two kids. Have you got any pets? Yeah, a dragon. You what? Yeah, I've got a dragon. Is that a lizard then? Yeah. I said, because I can't put six people, four adults, two kids, and a dragon.
Why not? It's appropriate. That's what he is. Voltan.
The mighty Voltan.
Mighty Voltan.
Yeah, he's a dragon. So why not put that? What do you reckon, Dee Dee? This is your first time outside the boat on a tunnel. What do you reckon?
I like it.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Billy?
I have socks on my hands because I'm chilly.
You've socks on your hands because you're chilly. Now, oh yes, we hope to solve the underwear issue as well.
Yeah.
At the other end. Because there's a Tesco's at the northern end of Harewood Tunnel where we hope to buy Billy more pants.
And Dee Dee needs leggings.
Indeed, in his leggings. So they are the wishes and desires of the boat crew this morning.
On TSO.
Join us next time on TSO Floats.